21-year-old Finnish man was immigrating. His name was Antti Siivola. There was a couple, Benjamin and Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Howard. They were coming to visit a son who lived in Idaho. And then there was a family of three, Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Collier and their 8-year-old daughter, Marjorie.
And what happened to these six?
Well, of the six, four perished. Mrs. Collier and her daughter, Marjorie, survived. They got into a lifeboat, and they were eventually picked up by the Carpathia, which was a rescue vessel. She did, and her daughter, come to Idaho, but they didn't stay very long. They returned to England.
Why did they go back to England?
Well, you know, Mrs. Collier wrote a long article that was syndicated in a number of newspapers after the tragedy, and she said that she wanted to come over to fulfill her husband's wishes. But, you know, they had lost all their savings. They had taken all their savings from the bank, and they were carry it with them in banknotes, and they were destitute. And I imagine after the shock, they just decided to return home to family.
Charlotte Collier wrote extensively about this. What prompted her to do so?
Well, one thing, she was destitute, and she had to earn some money. So she was, paid for her articles, as one might expect. And the press was eager and very hungry to carry any sort of first-person accounts that they could. You know, there's some debate within the Titanic community whether or not Charlotte Collier's article was really ghost-written or not. It certainly conveys her attitudes and her feelings, but she was a writer. In England, there are letters that she wrote home that are, you know, quite literate, quite descriptive, and so she certainly had the ability to write.
You have an excerpt. Let's hear it.
This is describing the sinking of the Titanic. She and her daughter are already on lifeboat number 14. Before the darkness came, I saw hundreds of human bodies clinging to the wreck or leaping into the water. The Titanic was like a swarming beehive, but the bees were men, and they had broken their silence now. Cries more terrible than I had ever heard rang in my ears. I turned my face away, but looked round the next instant and saw the second half of the great boat slip below the surface as easily as a pebble in a pond. I shall always remember that last moment as the most hideous of the whole disaster.
What got you interested in studying Idaho's ties to the Titanic?
Well, I've been somewhat interested in steamships. My own grandparents on my father's side came over on the Lusitania on one of the successful voyages, thankfully. So I've been interested in some of those big steamships of that day. And the Titanic, I've been very interested in Idaho history, so it just came naturally to think of, was anybody coming to Idaho? The passenger list has been well documented. It's up on the web, and you can see where each passenger was intending to go. So I thought, why not look into the lives of these people? There's a wonderful online resource called the Encyclopedia Titanica, which gives a lot of information. But then I went to local newspapers to see if the local press in Idaho was covering the Idaho-bound passengers. And indeed, I did find that they did.
100 years later, after this tragedy, on the ground in Idaho, is there any evidence that exists today of these six people that started out for Idaho on the Titanic?
Gosh, not that I know of. I mean, there are memories, and there are some family members I know of related to the Howards who live up north in Lewiston who have perpetuated the memory. But I don't know of any sort of memorial or anything concrete like that here in the state of Idaho.